Hello and welcome to the latest episode of the Wolf Sports Show. Hope you all had a Merry Christmas and are enjoying this special time of year. As usual, we'll get to all 32 teams. We'll go through each week 17 matchup as the regular season winds down. But first, of course, the two Christmas Day games, unfortunately disappointing blowouts, both of them. Chiefs beat the Steelers 29-10, Pittsburgh three straight losses, and thanks to Baltimore's win later in the day, have lost control of the AFC North. So the Steelers reeling a bit. Chiefs clicking at the right time. Defense looks elite as it typically becomes, as it's become the past two seasons on their way to the Super Bowl, riding that defense. The offense looks much better. The passing offense does with Marquise Brown the past 2 weeks. So Patrick Mahomes also clicking at the right time and have the number one seed in the AFC locked up. The Steelers just feel a bit too boom or bust right now. Got George Pickens back, but were sacked too many times, sacked several times. Russell Wilson was in the loss to the Chiefs. And then not having Joey Porter Jr. on defense, that's a big loss, but will hopefully be healthier for the playoffs when they get here. And then the Ravens 31-2 win over the Texans, only points for Houston, was a safety, so almost shutout, almost the second shutout of the season in the NFL. The Texans, their plan was to basically let Derrick Henry beat them, not let Jackson beat him. Henry was running all over him early. And then from there, Jackson also made some big plays, had a long touchdown run. The players are getting frustrated with the Texans and just need to figure something out. Not a good year two for CJ Stroud. Players around him aren't playing well, but I mean, I think a lot of people have been overlooking it. But on the national stage there, a lot of people watching on Netflix, he was just missing throws, which has sort of been the case all year. Might have been his worst game against the Ravens. But all season, he's not looked as sharp, not as accurate, and missed a ton of throws in the loss to the Ravens. But again, around him, not playing great either. And again, players getting frustrated also on defense, saying they need a game plan better. So that's interesting, something to keep in mind. But the Chiefs and Ravens look like maybe on a collision course in the AFC. We'll see what happens there, both in good spots. All right, now let's move through the Week 17 schedule following Christmas, starting Thursday Night Football. Seahawks at Bears, Chicago. Same thing last week. Just since they fired Matt Eberflus, they've looked even worse. Looked like the worst team in the league along with the Giants the past 3 weeks. Caleb Williams, he's showing good things, taking care of the ball, but just as a team, the defense stepped back, not looking good. They'll look to play spoiler against the Seahawks. Seattle, I like the fight they showed against the Vikings last week. We're leading in the fourth quarter, so pretty much went toe-to-toe with them. Looking to win this and set up a critical matchup with the Rams in Week 18, potentially for the NFC West, depending on how things turn out. On Saturday, we have a triple header. Those are fun. The stakes a little lower for especially the night game of Week 2, and also the Chargers getting a win over the Broncos last week. Now they're in a great spot to make the playoffs with just one win over the final two games against the Patriots on Saturday and then the Raiders next week. But favored in Foxborough is LA. Great comeback last week against the Broncos on Thursday night. The first free kick since 1976, first made free kick by Cameron Dicker. That was cool to see. Justin Herbert did what he had to do, make big plays at the end of the game. Players around him also stepped up. Gus Edwards, maybe a team playing above their talent, playing above potentially their roster construction, the way that was left last season with Brandon Staley getting fired, Tom Telesco getting fired. And the Patriots, a lot of work to do with their roster. Had a good start last week, 14-0 against Buffalo, then eventually lost the game. Drake May, I think it was the first touchdown in the game, threw a dime. Now they face the receiver, Ladd McConkey, rookie receiver for the Chargers. Strong game last week. Someone New England could have drafted, didn't. Traded back. Got Jalen Polk, who's had some struggles during his rookie year and is sort of under fire already there from the fans. But yeah, LA can clinch with a win on the road this week. Second game, best of the day, Broncos-Bengals. Cincinnati, of course, looking to stay alive. Need some help, not just from beating Denver and then Denver losing again, but the Colts and Dolphins also in the mix. What I like about them right now, 2 weeks ago against the Titans, was a very sloppy game, but the defense made some plays for some turnovers, sacks. And last week in the win over the Browns, again, turnovers, Geno Stone. Key acquisition at safety this offseason. As a free agent, he has an interception in three straight games. Looks like it's going to be rainy. this week. The Broncos struggled in the rain, as did the Jets. A Denver win early in the year. That's something to watch, the weather. It looks like the Chiefs will be resting week 18, potentially. So the Broncos could maybe slip up here, but you'd like to have seen them finish things off with a win last week against the Chargers with a touchdown on their first three drives of the game. I think they might stick with the run game a bit more this week after, I guess, sort of getting away from it in the second half, the loss of the Chargers. Especially seeing the Chargers were playing a lot of two safeties back and not sure the Broncos have the skill on the outside to consistently just move the ball in the passing game right now and at their best when they're in favorable third down situations. And then Saturday night, again, not as good now. The Cardinals lost to the Panthers last week, so they're eliminated from postseason contention. Still, they'll bring an upset mindset to the Rams this week. Again, maybe learning how to win games under Jonathan Gannon. So they can still posture this as a big game and try to get an upset win. LA, they beat the Jets last week. Low scoring game. The Jets offense moved the ball, but LA held them out of the end zone. Not a pretty win, but they'll take it. Then the Sunday Cowboys-Eagles, Dallas playing really well right now. Beat the Bucs on Sunday night last week. Defense is hitting. It was a hard-hitting game. Deron Bland sealed it with the strip fumble of Rashad White. Cooper Rush playing well at quarterback, really well. CeeDee Lamb playing through the shoulder injury. I like what I've seen from the Cowboys in playing hard, and Mike McCarthy. Looks like his contract's up, so who knows, maybe he goes elsewhere. But I would think they work something out, and he's probably back there next year for a healthier team. Eagles hoping to get Jalen Hurts healthy. Lost to the Commanders last week. Pretty stunning defeat. Uncharacteristic drop from Devontae Smith that could have sealed it. Again, Hurts was injured early, left with the concussion, and it looked like he was on his way to having a really good game. C.J. Gardner-Johnson was ejected. I think a lot of people were trying to figure out what happened. It must have been what he said, and he had two of the same type of personal foul penalties and was ejected. Kenny Pickett's also banged up at quarterback. So if Hurts can't go, hopefully he's ready. I would think he's going to take advantage of the opportunity to play and will put himself in position to play. If Hurts is out, look for them to ride Saquon Barkley, who was bottled up after a really fast start in the loss to the Commanders. Panthers, Bucks. Tampa beat Carolina in overtime in the first matchup a few weeks ago. The Panthers, as mentioned, upset the Cardinals. That was an overtime win. Chuba Hubbard had a big game. Bryce Young was outstanding. Again, he's not putting up the numbers, but if you watch, he's looked really good with not a great supporting cast there. Tampa now needs some help with the loss last week and the Falcons' win over the Giants, but they just need to take care of business. I think the defense will bounce back after some struggles last week, but should be another tight game there in the NFC South. Jets, Bills, Aaron Rodgers, another quarterback that's banged up. I think he's going to push through it and play, most likely. He connected again with Devontae Adams for a touchdown early last week. They couldn't really put up points aside from that, just 9 points in a 19-9 loss to the Rams. It's at Buffalo, not an easy task, but playing through Adams, Garrett Wilson, who's had some success against Buffalo, is probably their path to an upset here and knock the Bills down a bit. Make things interesting in week 18 potentially with 2-3 seeding. The Bills was definitely shaky early last week at home against the Patriots. Eventually figured it out. Josh Allen says they're sort of saving stuff for the playoffs. Again, the number one seed not in play anymore for them with the Chiefs win. And their team certainly needs to get healthier ahead of the postseason if they want to have a shot to knock off the Chiefs and the Ravens team that beat them badly early in the year. Colts, Giants, New York set a franchise record losing streak last week in the loss of the Falcons. It's not been close. 2 pick-sixes and just losing like that. Like we saw, the Raiders got a win. The Jaguars, not a great team either, but the Raiders got a win last week. Giants just not really even competitive in terms of the score. Roster not good either. Some mistakes there. We've seen it play out in position for the number one pick now. Personally, I know this isn't a popular opinion, but I think you try to win games. And I think all the players and coaches, they're trying to win games. You don't put in the hours you do and do it to lose for draft positioning and worry about that. You just want to win a game, and they'll see if they can. They have a playoff caliber type of game this week, if you want to see it that way, against the Colts. Still in a decent spot, actually, in the AFC, if they can win 2. Broncos lose 2. Broncos face the Bengals and, again, the Chiefs, who might be resting, but still. Jonathan Taylor, what a bounce back for him. 218 yards, 3 touchdowns a week after dropping the ball before the goal line in the loss to Denver. So nice to see that. He's a great late season performer. I look to have a big game this week against the Giants. Raiders Saints. The Saints were shut out at Lambeau Field last Monday night. First shutout for any team this season. Really surprising to hear that. I didn't realize there were no shutouts yet. Alvin Kamara was out that game. We know how depleted they are with injuries. So difficult situation for Spencer Rattler as a rookie quarterback. This would have been sort of the Derek Carr Bowl. But it looks like Carr's not going to play, I don't think, with his left hand injury. Serious injury, he says, with like more than just a fracture. Was revealed on the Monday night broadcast. The Raiders, as mentioned, got the win last week against the Jaguars. Antonio Pierce, I like his mindset, not worried at all about the draft position. He wants to win games. And an opportunity to do it again this week on the road at New Orleans. They want to win as a locker room and everything. And maybe not as easy as having the first pick, but there are multiple ways to find a quarterback right now in the NFL. Titans-Jaguars, AFC South battle, draft positioning in play here. But again, this is another story. These teams don't care about draft position right now. They want to win. Rivals in the division, the way the Titans were run over by Jonathan Taylor last week, I would think they're going to show some pride and come back strong. Jacksonville coming off the tight loss to the Raiders. Mac Jones has 2 more games as a starter here. I think keep an eye on the running backs and the top receivers. Brian Thomas Jr., rookie receiver for Jacksonville. Calvin Ridley for the Titans. And then Travis Etienne and Tank Bigsby for the Jags. Tony Pollard, especially, and then Tajay Spears come on a bit for Tennessee. Whichever team gets the best player, those players might win this one. Dolphins, Browns, Miami. Maybe the Niners don't have a winning record right now, but still a tough win for them. I liked how they came through in not a so easy matchup late in the season last week. Devin Achane sealed it with a long touchdown run where he could have slid, making many fantasy owners either very happy or very mad. In the fantasy playoffs, he had a great in-breaking route down the field. It's not the first time we've seen it from him, but his ability to run routes and do a lot in Mike McDaniel's offense, very impressive. Cleveland struggling still on offense. Dorian Thompson-Robinson dealing with calf issue. Looks like he'll be able to play, though. This week was beat up a bit in the loss to the Bengals. They're 6.5-point underdogs looking to hold him down defensively, pull off an upset at home. Final late afternoon game on Sunday, Packers-Vikings. Fantastic game, obviously. Minnesota in the mix for the number one seed in the NFC North. The Packers locked up their 5th playoff berth in 6 seasons under Matt LaFleur. LaFleur, one of the most underrated coaches in the league, clearly. The way he gets all his quarterbacks, no matter who's under center, to operate that offense. Gets contributions from everyone. All 3 running backs scored last week. Defense looks as good as they've looked. Again, the first shutout of the season last week. So a scary team there in Green Bay. Fun one against the Vikings. Minnesota jumped ahead in the first matchup. Ultimately held on and won. Sam Darnold and Justin Jefferson on the receiving end. Super clutch last week at Seattle. A difficult place to play. Darnold stepped up in the pocket. And threw a, I guess it was basically off 1 foot, strike to Jefferson on the back hip for a touchdown. And I don't know if I said it last week or what, or was just thinking it, but I'm not sure how you can make it a foregone conclusion that Darnold's going to walk out of the season the way he's playing there and the career resurgence he's had with Kevin O'Connell. On Sunday Night Football Flex, Falcons, Commanders, Washington, 5 touchdown pass from Jaden Daniels in the win over the Eagles last week. The comeback win showed a lot of grit and poise throughout the day. 2 interceptions weren't good on throws over the middle, which he's had some struggles there, but didn't faze him at all. Took advantage of his extra opportunity on the Devontae Smith drop that I mentioned. Has the Commanders at 10-5 in great position to get in the playoffs. And they'll be facing a rookie quarterback on the other end now, Michael Penix Jr., making 2nd start. The numbers weren't phenomenal last week. He had 1 interception that wasn't really on him. But the way he threw the ball, you could see the juice and the life coming out of it when it comes off his hands. Try to get everyone involved. Certainly can be a very dangerous quarterback. Not just long-term, but this Sunday night, the Falcons again in command of the NFC South now after the Bucs loss, and a chance to maybe make some noise if the defense, which had the 2 pick-sixes I mentioned last week, can play at a high level. And then finally, Monday Night Football, Lions 49ers in San Fran, rematch of the NFC title game from last season. Certainly not what we expected heading into the year with the Niners out of it now at 6-9. The Lions looking like a lot of us, I thought they'd look like an elite team again. They were my NFC pick. There's a chance the game doesn't mean a ton for them. Depending on how things go Sunday, there could be a de facto number one seed NFC North title game in week 18 between the Vikings and the Lions. But Dan Campbell, you know his mindset, he's going to go hard. They're going to try to win this game this week and put all out there. Maybe a little bit of redemption for the NFC title game, but they have bigger goals, obviously. Showed they can play in the cold last week, 336 yards, 3 touchdowns from Jared Goff. A total dime, it was a bomb really, to Jameson Williams' touchdown. The trick play on a fake fumble, stumble, where he hit Sam Laporta. They're getting past the unthinkable injuries they've dealt with and not really a team to bet against there in Detroit. For the Niners, just have felt totally off for most of the season. Debo Samuel was a bright spot last week, had a bounce back. I'm sure was angry with the way he'd been playing, but just a ton of injuries there. Offense outside of lighting up the Bears a couple of weeks ago as of late, just not looking quite like the team we've seen over the years. Still a big game this week, and another group with pride will look to get a win over the Lions after beating them on their way to the Super Bowl last year. That'll do it for this week's episode of the Wolf Sports Show. The Saturday triple header should be fun. Plenty of games Sunday, and then Monday night NFC title game rematch. So enjoy all these games, have a happy new year, and we'll be back next week.